Bank of Curtis, this is Shaw.
Yes, I was calling. I have seen something in the mail, and I just had a question to ask.
Okay, sure. Can you start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Okay, it's 2311.
Mm-hmm.
3201.
Mm-hmm.
0038.
Mm-hmm.
4122.
Okay, let's take a look. I have Toriano?
Yes,
okay. Okay, perfect. And what kind of questions do you have?
Yes, I was wanted to know far as qualifications, far as on the loan, far as credit scores. I don't have the best credit score there is.
Okay.
But yeah, and I was trying to get some equipment. That's what I was trying. I was needing a tractor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some tractor. Okay. So we don't have a credit limit. We work with creditors A to D, even sometimes customers with like bankruptcies. So you don't have to worry about on that end of it, because we have credit, programs for everyone. But let me just confirm a couple of information I have on your file here. What's the name of your company?
TNK Transportation.
T as in Tom, N as in Nancy?
Yeah.
And then
no,
C as...
Oh. T-T-A-N, do the A-N sign.
Oh, okay.
The A-N sign? Yeah, T-A-N-K.
T-A-N-K. Okay.
Yeah.
T-A-N-K Transportation. Okay, and is that also your DBA name?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. All right. And then what's the structure of your business? Are you a LLC, corporation,
sole proprietor.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. And I have a building address here of 3226 Berkston Road, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Nice. And let's see here. And are you the 100% owner over there?
Yes, I am.
Uh-huh.
So about the business owner?
Yes, are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Perfect. And then how much is this tractor going to cost you?
I sort of browsed and just sort of looked at several of them, and they was anywhere from the range of 30 to 50,000.
30 to 50,000. Okay, is it like new and then to use? So used is like 30-ish. New is like 50-ish, something like that.
Yeah, like newer. The higher.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, none of them brand new. That's we're talking in 100,000.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see. Okay, and do you already have like a vendor you're shopping around, looking at their tractors?
Yeah, just sort of shopping around. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you already have like any quotes or invoice or any of them that you're kind of looking to purchase?
No, I don't have an invoice yet. No, I didn't ask for an invoice yet.
No, okay. Not a problem. And do you already have some of these tractors, or is this going to be a completely new piece of equipment to your business?
Yeah, this will be a new piece of equipment.
New. Okay. What do you guys, what's your main, like, business, what do you guys normally do?
Well, I'm to hauling containers off the ports and stuff like that, and the rail yard here in the Charlotte is North Carolina and South Carolina area.
Okay. Is it like a trucking company?
Yes. It is. Yes, and I'm like contracted with a company. Yeah, and I'm hauling containers under their authority. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're like
they contract me to. Yeah, they contract me to do the work. Put it that way.
Oh, okay. Okay, so basically you're like you're a subcontractor, but you have your own business, and they just kind of like give you work and that sort of thing, contracts and stuff like that.
They just need someone to move to work.
Okay.
It's year round.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And do you do short hauls or long hauls or both?
Both. Pretty much both, but it's mostly within a 300-mile radius. Yeah, so pretty much just sort of short.
Oh, okay, so it's only 300 miles. Okay, not too bad.
Yeah,
I've had customers that are like, yeah, we haul from, like, Maine to, like, I don't know, Virginia or something crazy.
I used to do stuff like that. I had enough of that.
That's way too far.
Yeah.
Yeah. And plus, we actually have some restrictions against long haul, very long hauls. Yours doesn't seem like it's too long, so it shouldn't be too much of a problem. Okay. And what's your gross annual sales like last year?
My gross last year was, I'd say my gross last year was right around 70,000, I
want to
say.
70? Okay. And what about this year? How are you tracking this year?
This year, I'm averaging with them probably around you asking me on a monthly basis or
no, just kinda like are you tracking about the same, like 70-ish or higher, lower sort of thing?
Yeah, around about the same. Around about the same. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, around about the same.
Okay, so about the same. And are you the only one that, you know, works for a business, or you got a couple guys that works under you?
Right now it's just me, but I'm looking to expand once I get
going
like I want to, you know. Yeah.
Okay, so looking to expand. That's good. Business is going well then, sounds like.
Yes, it's
famous. Yeah. And then the tractors, are those also going to be for, like, are they, like, attachments for, like, the trucks, or what are they really? That's what I guess I'm asking.
Oh, they just the semi-tractors, you know.
Okay.
Semi-tractors, yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
I just be hauling the overseas trailers.
I see. Okay. And how long have you been in business for?
3 years. Yes.
3 years? Okay.
3 years, right.
Okay. And the beginning of the business was basically long haul, and then now you're like cutting it down a little bit mileage wise.
Right.
Okay. That's good. I wouldn't like to be driving that far anyways.
Yeah,
you would probably have, like, did you have, like, sleepers too back, you know, when you first started?
Yeah, they got sleepers in them.
Okay. The ones you drive now also have sleepers?
Yeah, the one I got now, I got a sleeper in it.
Okay. And then for those other pieces of equipment that you had before, did you finance those or did you pay cash? Or did you rent them?
It was leased. One
it
of
was
my
leased.
Leased.
Okay.
Yeah, one of my leased.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like the one now. It's a lease.
Okay. And do you have any so do you have anything that's financed right now?
Nothing but just my personal vehicle.
Oh, okay. So nothing for the business. Okay.
No.
And how long have you been, considering buying this tractor?
Actually, a while now.
A while? Like a
Actually, a
year?
while now.
A couple months?
A couple months. I say a couple months.
Couple months. Oh, okay. Kind of just like
Trying
shopping
to find out.
around, see, waiting for the good deal or something.
It's just time to try to own my own stuff, instead of keep leasing,
Yeah, because
like
leasing, you're not
farm land.
really. Yeah, because leasing, you're just, you're paying, but then you're not actually like getting to keep it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And have you kind of, went to your, have you gone to your bank at all, to see if they're able to finance you, or you, this is kind of like your preliminary stage
No,
of.
I didn't go to the bank, man.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, well, it sounds like we can help you out here. What I'm going to do is I'll send over application. It's just one page. I need the most recent 4 months of bank statements for your business. And then if you could just find like the one that you want to buy and send over the invoice or the quote for that one, and we can take a look at it. And then you said your credit was, not the greatest. What do you think your credit score is right now? You think it's like,
Right now, it's 472. I'm gonna be exact, be honest.
oh wow, okay.
Yeah, I say it's pretty low.
Yeah, what happened?
Hey, that's what I want to know. What happened? I need to do some investigating.
Did you pull this? Did you get the score from somewhere?
Yeah, I got the score. What's it called? Credit Karma.
Okay.
Yeah.
They didn't tell you kind of like details on what it was, the delinquencies and stuff like that? No details?
It was on there. It was some stuff on there. It's a lot of old stuff, one thing.
I see.
That needs to come off, actually.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, that is a kind of low, but I can still try to see if I can fit you in somewhere. Okay. Well, since it's a little slower here, I would just need the 6 months of bank statements instead of four. Okay. So 6 months. Let me just put a note in here. Okay. And then, do you have your 2015 tax returns? Okay. Tax return. Okay. And then, what's a good email for me to send this list to you?
Harville 71 at yahoo.com.
Okay. So HARVELL
Yes,
71 at yahoo.com.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so how about this? What I'm going to do is I'll just need the 6 months bank statement, the application, and the tax return, and then I'll look at that. I'll have the underwriters take a look at that. And then in the meantime, while we look through your file, you can look, you can find the quote for the one you want, and then we can go from there.
Okay,
Okay.
sounds good.
Cool.
All
And
right.
then do you know when you might be able to get these things back to me?
Probably Monday.
Monday? Okay, sounds good.
Yeah,
So I'll
probably
look out for it,
Monday.
and then if I don't see anything on like Monday late afternoon or something, I'll just give you a quick call to see, just to check in.
Okay.
Okay. And then
All
let me
right.
just make sure I got your phone number here. I have a 704-953-5834.
Yes,
Okay. And that's the best number to call you at?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a like a second number, like a work number, a home number?
I got a home number.
Okay. Can I get that just in case?
Okay. It is. Nine eight zero.
Yes.
219.
Mm-hmm.
8156.
Okay. 980-219-8156?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Perfect. So I'll go ahead and send this over to you, and I'll touch base with you on Monday.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.